However, what doesn't drive this little thing is a mare called Winx, who's just an absolute phenomenon. We mentioned earlier we're hoping to cross live to Santa Anita Racetrack, and we are about to do so now to talk to Peter Tai, one of the part owners of Winx. She's just been awarded, James, the Secretariat Vox Populi Award, which is a global online poll for the world's most popular racehorse in 2018. The first time an Australian horse has won it, because it's very Northern Hemisphere.
Sure.
Swayed towards Northern Hemisphere horses. So a fantastic achievement. Peter is on the line now. Peter, hello over there in Santa Anita. I think it's the afternoon now. And well, firstly, congratulations for winning this award. I know it was announced late last year, but it must have been a surprise to you and all Team Winx that an Australian horse won an award of this type.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. It's a great day here. Great day, except it's raining and freezing cold at Santa Anita Park. We are very honoured to accept the award on behalf of Winx, obviously. But we've just been sitting downstairs signing posters for the last hour of all the club does up, and they do posters of Winx, and they give them away to all of the patrons, and we sit there and sign them. Everybody, myself, my wife Patty, and Debbie Capitis is here, and we've been signing posters and meeting all of the locals. It's fantastic.
Wow. I thought it never rained in California. What's going on, Pete? Anyway, we've been lied to.
We keep telling them that too, mate. It's absolutely pouring at the moment. We're just before the start of the first race, and it's on the dirt, and it's just like a big mud patch.
Mm. Now, I can imagine...
It's a great day.
Yeah.
Pete, I can imagine that since that day... Many years ago when you bought Winx and the Magic Million sale, and there are days that just confound you and amaze you, but something like this must bring into sharp focus the impact that this mare has had around the globe, and does it continue to shock you? Do you still get amazed at the impact that she has on people all around the world?
Oh, exactly. We're here. There were hundreds of people lined up in a line for us to arrive to sign these posters this morning, and everybody has come and thanked us for coming and thanked us for Winx and thanked us for, you know, what she's brought for racing. And it is just an amazing thing to be here. And the people are so appreciative. All the Americans, everybody's turned up. And a lot of them are wearing Winx caps. They've been to Australia and purchased them. They had sent out. They've got beanies and scarves all with Winx all over them, posters. It's just... It's like being back in Australia. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing to think her fame has spread so wide, isn't it, Peter? And also to consider some of the horses that were nominated alongside Winx for this award, like Justify, who's the only US Triple Crown winner to retire unbeaten. The Great Enable, who's won two ARCs and a US Breeders' Cup. You're an absolute, the best of the best, and she was a clear winner of this poll, Pete.
Yeah, they were very surprised. The officials were quite surprised that Justify didn't poll better. Mm. She was so popular with the locals over here, and I think it's in 60 countries the voting goes. So she picked up the votes in every country by one or two, I think. And it's really funny the way that it's worked. But it is just phenomenal. The amount of people that know her over here and know what she's done, and they sit up in the middle of the night to watch a race every time. They have parties. They tell the stories are just flowing at the moment. So, it's truly humbling to be here and be able to accept the award.
Mm. Can you give us an update on how she's going with this preparation leading into what we think is going to be the farewell? And Pete... We had someone call us on the program during the course of the week, and they said, look, the biggest sporting event of the year quite possibly will be Winx's final run, Queen Elizabeth's Stakes Day, the second day of the championship, which is amazing
Massive
to think about
event.
It. Yeah.
Well, we're trying not to dream that far ahead.
Right.
Get it back on the 13th, I think, or the 16th of February, back into the Apollo Stakes, and she can show us that she's... full of the zest that she's had, and we don't have any reason to think that she won't. She's spelled beautifully. She's trialling in Sydney on Tuesday, that'll give us a bit more of a guide, but we expect her to come back and do what she does best and race up to the grade that she does. And then if that's all going well, then we can hopefully take it through to the Queen Elizabeth, and that will more than likely be her swan song.
No, terrific, Pete. Look, I really appreciate the fact you've made some time for us, Ailey. I know it's a huge day for you and Debbie, and really for Winx as well, to be honoured like this. And enjoy the afternoon in Santa Anita, Pete, and thanks so much for joining us on Big Sports Breakfast Weekend Show.
Thanks a lot for having us on, fellas. Catch you later.
Thanks, Pete.